Like, how do you define nerdcore?
Define it. I think it's more so the topic matter and the knowledge behind things. Like, if you are using I'll say Final Fantasy, you know, because I think that's the thing I'm most known for. But Final Fantasy beat or whatnot, and you're having references deep within the game itself, even if you're talking about something else, it's kind of like, okay, this kind of sprinkles on nerdcore. So it's anything that's in the culture of, and I know that it's a little sensitive because people are like, oh, well, nerdcore's in a box and all this other stuff. Nah, I think nerdcore is as small as even using a soundbite or a sample, especially something that's not like hugely known. So it's really just taking things from this culture or whatnot and using it in a creative manner.
So something I asked, actually I asked Twill Distill and Lady J before, and I think I'd like your take on it. Like, what is nerdcore to you? Like, how, like, if someone came up to you and said, I heard like nerdcore, what the hell is that? Like, what would you say to them?
First off, shout out to Wreck the System. Those two, the whole group is amazing. Very, very good performance. I've seen them and met them at MAGFest. But to go on to like my definition of nerdcore.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like there's obviously a big definition that someone has. I don't have it. I'm just going to be honest. But yeah. My definition of it is nerdcore is making music that has anything to do with that you would consider nerdy content. So like if someone made a song about let's say like a polytonic equation or a comic book, a video game, anything that would be considered that, like, back in the day. And I think that goes into the word nerd itself. But like, I'm going off of back in the day when people were getting made fun of and dissed because they like certain things, and then now ironically everyone's kind of gravitating to those same things that we used to get made fun of for.
Right.
But like, if content in those senses and those in that content, of course, I keep saying content, I think that would be considered nerdcore. Also, I think a kind of a key to it as well is like, if the artist is at least saying, hey, like, this is a nerdcore song. Like, now, of course, like, if a rapper's talking about something and it has completely no essence of anything nerdy, like, the beat has no sample in a sense that would be recognizable to something of an anime or video game or any topic of that manner.
Right.
Or the rapping isn't anything about remotely close to anything nerdy, and of course it ain't nerdcore. But if it has some type of element inside of it, and that artist says like, hey, you know, this is nerdcore, this is my nerdcore song, then I believe that's nerdcore. Now, of course, there's a lot of people that would disagree, but you know,
so basically,
you know, have that discussion.
Like, your description of nerdcore is like what's in your heart.
Yeah. Like the heart cards. Because honestly, like, since, which we'll pick up on that, but since like my introduction to the nerdcore community and actually talking and speaking and the Reddits, you know, I've seen a lot of like different ideologies of nerdcore. Now, mm-hmm. Of course, I'm like, I had to really put my mindset of like, all right, there's nerdcore and then there's nerdcore hip hop. And it's the same, but like nerdcore is like the big tree. Nerdcore hip hop's one of the branches, because I see some artists that like do rock, but it's still nerdcore. So I can't like call that nerdcore hip hop, because it's not hip hop. You know, it's just nerdcore. So of course I have to separate it. But like with nerdcore hip hop, I've seen people be like, yo, man, this, we're, you might as well just go back to regular hip hop. And I'm like, what? And I would be confused in that end. But we'll speak on that when that golden question comes up, of course. But all right, so continue. Start. No pun.
What do you think? What does nerdcore mean to you? Like, if someone comes up to you and says, like, what is nerdcore? I have no idea what you're talking about. So, what would you tell them?
people making songs about anything they geek out on. So it's not, because a lot of people think that, I think because it started as nerdcore hip hop, right? People think that, oh, well, nerdcore is hip hop. Nerdcore is not exclusively hip hop. It's, you know, it's got its roots in it, because that's a lot of people, they started and they were rapping about nerdy stuff. But nerdcore can be jazz, it can be rock, metal. I'm sure it could be like, I'm sure we could find some, you know, West African, like Ghanaian nerdcore or something, you know? But
God,
it's.
God, now
it's,
I have to honestly, look for that.
Yeah, I know, right? Let's see. I'm sure it exists somewhere. But honestly, when I explain it to people, I say, it's just, is there something that you geek out on? Oh, I like to bake. If you made a rap song about baking, like you'd be considered nerdcore. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you want to or not, you get pulled in, and then you're just nerdcore. If you want to make rock songs and cover Zelda or Sonic, like you can make nerdcore. So it's really just, I think it's the unabashedly, or what's the word I'm thinking of? That might be the word I'm thinking of. If not, I'm sure someone on the internet will correct me, because some people are just evil. Unabashedly just excited to make music about what you love.
So one thing I ask everybody is, one, I was just thinking, like, do you guys consider yourselves nerdcore?
Oh yeah.
Like, because some artists they say, you know, like I write some of my music about video games, some of it isn't, but some people really take that genre title on. So I was just wondering, like, what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, man, we 100% welcome that nerdcore title. I mean, we're a hodgepodge of rock and hip hop and jazz and, you know, all this other stuff. But the topics, the stuff that we're passionate about, stuff that we're mainly rapping about, is very, very much in that nerdcore genre. And, you know, we keep it lighthearted. Sometimes we're talking about deeper things. But man, like this stuff is the backbone of what we do. You know, being a nerd, being a geek, it's not a bad thing. It's a badge. I'm going to wear that thing proudly. You know what I mean?
Right. That's right. Yeah, we are nerdcore, you know, first and foremost. And I feel like we represent, you know, not just us, but a bunch of other like-minded, you know, artists. We represent that new age of nerdiness, man. It's like, you know, we're nerds, but we're also like the coolest person in the room as well. Like, you know, and I love being a part of the conversation that helps redefine in our culture what a nerd means, you know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, you can see in the movie theaters, man, it's like the comic book movies are ruling, you know? We're kicking butt, man, you know what I'm saying? And not just on the big screen, but even on Netflix and stuff, man. So many amazing, you know, film and series that's out there, TV series that's out there, started from a comic book, man. You know, from The Walking Dead to, I just got finished watching Altered Carbon, man. That is a sick, amazing cyberpunk, you know, series, man. Started from, you know, the book, not a comic book. It started from, you know, paperback, but, you know, it's like, man, nerds, man, we are an integral part of the culture, man. And so we just love just being a part of that, you know, that new generation of nerdiness, man, because I feel like we're cool, you know?
We made it.
We made it. Mama, we made it. We made it, Mama. Yes.
Jesus Christ. So you consider yourself nerdcore. So what does nerdcore mean, like, to you? Like, what, how would you, like, if someone just walked up to you and you said, I rap about video, I am a nerdcore artist, and they say, what are you talking about? Like, how would you describe that?
For me, I would say, you know, I would talk about
SWATs.
Yeah, this is SWATs. Yep. I would talk about, you know, the specific things that we do talk about in the games. I'd start listing them out, or in the songs, I'd start listing them out. Hey, we talk about video games, we talk about movies, we talk about anime, we talk about basically all of the stuff that you grew up saying, oh, that's nerdy. All that stuff that you grew up saying that about is what I'm rapping about and what I love and kind of what nerdcore is all about. You know, like I said before, it's rapping about, singing about, talking about the things that we love to do on a daily basis. For me, it's life. And that's just what it is. And it's being honest about those things and weaving it into what happens on a daily basis, things that we'd like to think about, things that we'd like to do, situations we'd like to be in, from that kind of perspective.
What? Yeah. What about you, Sparks?
That's awesome. I can't come up with anything better than that. But yeah, basically, you know, the things that we used to enjoy as children, man, or, you know, the things, the pieces of art that we would cling to that would open up our worlds and make us feel like heroes, you know, that's what we like to rap about, man. Just that's a pure place, man. And a lot of times, you know, some people, you know, they feel like, oh, you should just grow up and forget about being a kid. I disagree with that, man. Like, until I DIE, I'm gonna be a kid at heart, man, you know, because that's a pure place for me, where I feel like, you know, whatever society or whatever politics in the world is saying, you know, about me, or saying, you know, whatever is out in the world or out in the universe that's limiting me based on my skin color or where I grew up at, you know, it's like when I go to that place where, you know, I'm fearless and I'm defined not by, you know, what society says, but I'm defined only by my imagination. And I feel like there's nothing I can't accomplish in this world, you know? And that's a place that should be celebrated, that should be protected. And so, you know, yeah. I hope I answered the question, but yeah, that's how I feel about it.
No, that's pretty good. that makes a lot of sense. So that was Lady J from Wreck the System, Nightwing, formerly known as Mavic DeRonin. After that was Creative Mind Frame, aka 1UP. And lastly, I was talking to Game Breaks, which is SWATS and Omega Sparks. And there's been, like I said, there's been discussions about, like, what is nerdcore? How should we define it? What can we tell people what it is? Is it, I don't know, is it a genre, is it a scene? And I wanted to just put out what people have said to me over the years. And really, from just listening to that, you can draw your own conclusions, but me, it seems like it's just what is in your heart, or what is important to you, and how you put that into your music. If it's like a nerdy pursuit that just you're really into, if you're a fan of something and you put that into your music and you put that soul into your music, then that's basically nerdcore. So anyway, hope you enjoyed it. The backing track, just so you know, was from Foxerocious, from his album Multiverse Music Volume 1. It's called Get By. It's a Super Smash Brothers Melee remix. And that's it for the show. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you next time.